This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
According to the Illinois Crop Report, producers were able to make significant progress planting corn over the past week. Statewide, the average temp was 60.8 degrees, 5.4 degrees above normal. Precip averaged 0.78 inches or 0.17 inches below normal. And there were 4.4 days suitable for field work for the week ending April 24th. Topsoil moisture supply rated 8% short, 75% adequate, and 17% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 6% short, 81% adequate, and 13% surplus. Corn planted had jumped to 42%, which is up 30 percentage points from last week. Corn emerged is at 4% compared to 1% over last year, and the five-year average of 6%. Soybeans planted was at 2%, and winter wheat headed had reached 2%, and that's behind the five-year average of 13%. Winter wheat condition was rated 1% very poor, 4% poor, 27% fair, 52% good, and 16% excellent. And now we'll check in with a local farmer for an update. Yesterday, I took a ride with Heath Houck while he was planting corn just south of Irving. Heath farms with his dad, Larry, and he said they were almost done with corn and hope to start planting beans soon. Heath, in the middle of planting, and we're going to be talking to you about a crop update. How far along planting corn are you, and have you started on beans yet?
We're roughly, I would say at this point, we've got about, once we finish this field, I've got about 40 acres of corn to plant. We personally haven't planted any beans lately or started that process yet, but we've got some neighbors that have planted some. There's been a whole lot of bean planting going on, especially with the weather coming in. I think a lot of guys are probably going to wait that out and kind of see. We've kind of got a lot of rain predicted for us now over the next 10 days, so we'll kind of see how that all plays out.
And once you finish up with the corn, you said about 40 acres, will you start on your beans then? Do you have spraying to do? What's next?
We basically, as we plant corn, we keep it sprayed. We spray it up and try to keep that going as fast as we can. We'll have to put our pre-emerge down on our beans to keep the weeds so that we can control them at this point. With water hemp being Roundup resistant and having trouble with that, we have to keep things pretty clean. And we do no-till on our beans, so we'll have to be spraying our burn-down and pre-emerge herbicides there to keep the weeds at bay. And we will start planting beans as soon as see what this rain does here, and then we will start right in and plant beans and go from there. And then just the normal summer, go out to spray our corn again, and then we'll come back with our post-bean spraying.
And I've been riding along with you in the tractor this afternoon, and there's quite a bit of technology involved. You know, it's not just as simple as, well, throw seed in the planter and away we go. You've got a couple different monitors. One's beeping at us right now. And some GPS involved. So talk to us about the screens that you watch while you're planting and the information that you can see.
Basically, we're running auto steer like many farmers in the area. Mostly everyone runs auto steer in some way, shape, or form. We also on our planter have row shutoffs, so when we cross that row at the end of the row, we can actually shut it off within about 6 inches of the end, and we've seen that that's a great seed savings, especially with the high price of seed today. It's important to try to save as much of that as you can and put it where you want it to be put. I'm running the iPad in here and trying a little bit of new mapping software from the Climate Corporation, trying that out, where I can take the iPad directly out of the planter here and I can do some field scouting, and then I can actually go ahead and put it in the combine this fall, and we'll be able to gather harvest data off that also at the same time. So there's a lot of things happening here, and trying to keep track of everything is kind of be a challenge some days.
And one thing that we talked about, I had some questions for you. We were talking about the different types of seed and the varieties. You work with a seed specialist and talk to them about what types of seed you should be using based on the types of soil in your field. So tell us a little bit about the planning that goes into preparing to plant for the year.
There's a lot of prep going on, in that January time frame, sitting down and looking and seeing what, we know our fields and seeing what hybrids fit where they need to fit. You know, some hybrids are more of a defensive hybrid that can handle the dry conditions better. Some are more offensive. They're more of a racehorse number that will get that top end yield. So you kind of want to have a balance of those things so that you can maximize profitability on your acres. It's the old saying, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You just don't want to have the same. That's why we plant multiple hybrids, so we don't have those same genetics across the whole farm. We can kind of, we don't know what Mother Nature is going to throw at us, so we have to kind of throw the whole gamut out there and try to get the best that we can. And it takes a lot of, there's a lot of preparation. I mean, as far as corn on corn varieties versus corn on beans and just different farms, our soil types vary so much. We've got a lot of things we got to look at. So,
Heath Houck, who farms with his dad near Irving. Taking a look at national ag news this morning, the FBI is warning agriculture against data breaches that may expose farming data through internet-connected farming equipment, according to Precision Farming Dealer Magazine. The FBI, along with USDA, issued the warning last month. Together, the two agencies say farmers should be very mindful of the way they configure technology devices on the farm. The FBI suggested farmers should ensure that companies managing farm data, including digital management tools, application developers, and cloud service providers, develop cybersecurity and breach response plans. The FBI says so-called hacktivists may be targeting farmers as a way of protesting U.S. agricultural policies. A similar incident occurred last fall when an anonymous hacker leaked data of USDA employees to protest against Monsanto. Researchers at the University of Kentucky are working on a super mutant corn earworm sexually transmitted disease that could help farmers combat the pest. The university says the virus sterilizes the pest, and researchers are working on a form of the virus that could sterilize 100% of the corn earworms it infects, making a population of the pest unable to reproduce. Currently, the wild virus sterilizes about one-third of the corn earworms it infects. If successful, the researchers say the virus could greatly reduce the chemicals needed to control the earworm. DTN reports that much research lies ahead for the bioinsecticide, including addressing safety concerns. Beneficial insects such as honeybees and monarchs do not appear to be susceptible, but some fellow moths might be harmed by the virus. The researchers say to convince regulatory authorities that the virus is safe, the effects must be very narrow and targeted. Researchers say early discussions with the USDA Regulatory Assistance Group suggest that registering the virus as a bioinsecticide would require a 5-year time frame once the application is submitted. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.